We've had some low-scoring affairs of late, but nothing quite like this one. This was some kind of pitcher's duel between Zach Eflin of Lehigh Valley and Chad Green of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. We breezed through the first five innings in just over an hour. Eflin and Green combined allowed a total of six base runners, just one to scoring position on five hits and no walks in the first five frames. The entertainment begins in the top of the sixth. Still scoreless, Ryan Jackson at the plate for the Pigs to lead things off.
Now the 3-2. Call third strike. Jackson was halfway to first base. He's been thumbed. He doesn't like this crew one bit. He has taken a whole bunch of, and now he's using his bat to show him exactly where the ball was. He said if he got called out another bad pitch by this crew, we might see that, and that's what happens here. Jackson is livid. And he's got pretty much every right to be on another pitch that seemed to miss away. And he is going at Jeremy Rehak with Dave Brundage trying to box out for positioning.
He may have had a gripe. Gamecast on the internet said he did. Keep this in mind. As Province mentioned, this umpire crew has worked many Iron Pigs games so far this season. And Jackson, as Matt did say, has had several close calls. He has taken exception to many balls and strikes calls from this crew. This the one that put him over the edge. Clearly not happy. And it wasn't long before he started throwing bats and other rubbish on the field. Obviously, as most arguments and most complaints do, accomplishing not very much. Interestingly enough, Green would go on to strike out the side in the top of the sixth. His seventh, eighth, and ninth punchouts in this game. To the bottom of the sixth, the leadoff man reaches versus Eflin. But he'd work out of the jam. Scoreless through six. To the top of the seventh now. Pigs gifted a base runner when third baseman Donovan Solano loses track of a pop-up. It drops, putting Brock Stassi aboard. So up next, the hot hitting, Tommy Joseph.
1-2 the count on the big right-handed thumper. Stassi off first. Green deals. Swung on a ground ball. Shot to second. And it's booted right through the wickets of Ref Snyder. Stassi doesn't stop around second. Stassi makes his way to third without a throw. Two gifts for the Pigs. Golden platter wrapped meticulously. And they've got him on the corners with nobody out here in the seventh inning.
It's the first runner to scoring position for Lehigh Valley in this game. Up next, J.P. Arencibia flies out to right, but too shallow to score Stassi. So one away. Any contact here would probably do the job, and it was Will Venable's turn.
Pigs trying to get that first run. Runner's lead. Pitch is swung on, ripped out center field, and racing in with a play to make the catch is Gamble. Runner's tagging. Here comes the throw to the plate. Here comes Stassi. He slides in safely. A sac fly for Will Venable, and finally the Pigs get on the board. It's 1-0 Lehigh Valley here in the seventh inning.
The numbers might not be so favorable to Venable early on in the season, but he always seems to come through clutch with the RBI when he has to. The Pigs score without a hit. Green removed for Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. 1-0 to the bottom of the seventh, where Zach Eflin works into trouble. Pulled after six and a third, Colton Murray comes on. He hits the first batter to load the bases with one out. The tying run, just 90 feet away.
Murray delivers, swing on a ground ball, double play ball to short. Featherston gobbles up to second for one, back to first, double play. And the Pigs on one pitch are out of dodge. Holy Toledo with the doctor order. Dr. Zhivago, Dr. Pepper, and his Lonely Heart Club band.
Keeps the 1-0 lead alive, keeps the win alive for Zach Eflin, who is unbeaten to start the year. Also, it keeps the dominance of stranding inherited runners by this Pigs bullpen going. They've stranded 20 of 23 inherited base runners so far this year. 1-0 Pigs, lead held to the ninth. Looking to add insurance in the top half of the inning.
And pitcher is swung on and driven in the air. Deep left field, no doubt about this one. Forget about it, it's out of here. And more Tojo Mojo, his team-leading fourth home run, and the Pigs have doubled their lead here in the top of the ninth inning.
And Tommy Joseph has now hit safely in seven straight games. So, to the bottom of the ninth, the Chief, the nearly untouchable one, Edward Mujica, on for the save.
And now Mujica trying to close it out. Here's his offering plateward swing on a ground ball. Back to the mound, he's able to glove it. takes his time, fires to first, ball game over. Los Cerdos fue long for Edward Mujica, who gets the save, and the Pigs get the 2-0 shutout.
I don't quite speak Spanish, but I think Matt Province was saying, pigs fly times three. That ends the two-game skid, the Iron Rail Series. Now 2-1 Rail Riders on the season. The Pigs end the 9-game and 8-day road trip with a 6-3 mark. They are now 11-9 on the year.